الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. قال سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. My respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We believe that the Quran is the book of Allah, the only book of Allah which is exactly as it was revealed, without the slightest manipulation or alteration. Though 1400 years have passed since the Quran was revealed, we believe as Muslims that the Quran is the primary source of all Islamic laws and the solution to all problems. Thus, as Muslims, we live by the Quran. We walk, we talk, we sleep, we eat, we do every single thing according to the Quran. Every second of our lives, we live by the Quran. But what do we as Muslims know about the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do we actually know about the book of Islam? What do we actually know about the history of the Quran? If the Muslims of this university were gathered today and asked a question: you are Muslims, you believe in the Quran, you say that the Quran is the primary source of all Islamic laws, tell me, how did this Quran get to you in the form of a book, in the form we have it today? I'm sure you will agree with me, stunned, shocked and bewildered, silence will prevail. And this is probably the state of all the Muslims in England. Maybe a handful will be able to answer this question, or will have a rough idea how the book of Allah, the book of Islam, your book, reached you in the form of a book. Let us today learn about the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us try to answer this question: how did the book of Allah reach us from the heavens to the form we have it today, in the form of a book? In order to make it easy for you to understand and digest all the information given, I have decided to split today's lesson into five parts. Insha'Allah, in the first part of the lesson we will begin how the Quran was revealed from the heavens to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second part of the lesson, insha'Allah, covering the first and second revelation. We will look at the Quran at the time of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the third part of the lesson, inshaAllah, we will look at the compilation of the Quran at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. In the fourth part of the lesson, the different stage the Quran went through at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And inshaAllah, in the final part of the lesson, we will look at the Quran after the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an to this very day. Let us begin with the first part of the lesson. How was the Quran revealed from the heavens to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In order to understand the answer to this question, in order to understand how the Quran was revealed from the heavens to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will first have to understand how Allah communicates with His prophets. As the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first, it is essential that we learn how Allah communicates with His prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His prophets in any of three ways. The Quran regarding this says, Allah says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا 1. أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَاب 2. أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا 3. That it is not possible for a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should speak to him except 1. Through revelation. 2. مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَاب Speak to him from behind the curtain. 3. يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا Speak to him, communicate with him through the mediation of an angel. Allah passes a message onto the angel, and the angel passes a message to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that the message be passed to. These are the three different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His prophets. The first two are direct communications. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly communicates with the Prophet, an angel is not used. And the third is an indirect communication. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't directly communicate with an angel, but an angel is used to communicate with the Prophet. Let me now very briefly explain these three different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His prophets. The verse of the Quran says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا That it is not possible for a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should speak to him except through revelation. The term used in Arabic to describe this type of communication is الْوَحْيُ الْقَلْبِ which basically means revelation onto the heart. What happens in this type of communication? Because it is a direct communication, an angel is not used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly communicates with the Prophet by revealing whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes onto the heart of the Prophet. And the Prophet can receive this message whilst asleep or whilst awake. In this type of communication, no words are exchanged. No by Allah and no by the Prophet. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals unto the Prophet's heart whatever he wishes, at the same time, Allah puts ilm al-yaqeen, definite knowledge, into the heart of the Prophet. And it is through this knowledge that the Prophet knows that this message was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of this The Prophet carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example to understand this. A good example of this is the example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is through this type of communication Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his beloved Prophet Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his child, Ismail alayhi salam. Because it was a direct communication, no angel involved, Allah revealed a message onto the heart of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam whilst asleep. The message was, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. O Ibrahim, that you are to sacrifice your child Ismail. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam received the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst asleep in the form of a dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this message onto his heart. How did Ibrahim know that this message was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time when he revealed this message onto his heart, at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put ilmul yaqeen, definite knowledge into the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it is because of this knowledge that Ibrahim knew that this message of sacrificing his child Ismail was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of this that Ibrahim alayhi salam carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was ready to sacrifice his child Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So this is the first type of communication. A direct communication, Allah directly communicates with the Prophet by revealing unto the heart of the Prophet whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. No words are exchanged by Allah and no by the Prophet. When Allah reveals this message unto the heart of the Prophet, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts ilmul yaqeen, definite knowledge into the heart of the Prophet. And it is through this knowledge that the Prophet knows that this message was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of this, the Prophet carries out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this type of communication in the verse has been described as wahyan. And in Islam, in Arabic, it is known as al-wahyul qalbi. Let us now move on to the second type of communication. The word says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. That it is not possible for a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should speak to him except through revelation, one. And secondly, مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. This type of communication has been described in this verse of the Quran as min wara'i hijab, which means to speak from behind the curtain. What happens in this type of communication is, because it is a direct communication, an angel is not used to communicate with the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly communicates with the Prophet by speaking to him from behind the curtain. Words are exchanged in this type of communication. Words are used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this type of communication. Let me give you two examples to understand this. A good example of this is that of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Miraj. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Miraj took our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem and from there to the seven heavens and above, in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by speaking to him from behind a curtain. Another example of this is that of Musa alayhi salam. The Quran relates, فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكْ فَاخْلَنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. When he came, it was said, O Moses, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكْ, that I am your Lord. فَخْلَنَ عَلَيْكَ, take off your shoes. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدِّسِ طُوَى, as you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Allah communicated with Musa alayhi salam by speaking to him, by using words and talking to him. This is the second type of communication described in the verse of the Quran. Let us now move on to the third type of communication. The third type of communication mentioned in the verse is ما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا. That it's not possible for a human being that Allah should speak to him except through revelation or speak to him from behind the curtain. And the third, أو يرسل رسولا, or through the mediation of an angel. The first two were direct communications, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly communicates with the Prophet. But the third is an indirect communication, as an angel is used to communicate with the Prophet. Allah directly doesn't communicate with the Prophet. What happens in this type of communication is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals a message to an angel, passes a message onto the angel, and then the angel passes a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the three different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with his prophets. Let me briefly summarize. The first is known as al-wahyul kalbi, direct revelation unto the heart. The second is min wara'i hijab, speak to a prophet from behind the curtain. And the third is aw yursila rasula, communicate with an angel, communicate with a prophet through an angel. Now the Quran, not a single word of the Quran was revealed using the first type of communication. That is direct revelation unto the heart. Not a single word of the Quran was revealed through this type of communication. Nor was a single word of the Quran revealed using the second type of communication, speaking from behind the curtain. Every single word and every single verse of the Quran was revealed using the third type of communication, the indirect communication through the mediation of an angel. This is how every single word of the Quran was revealed. The message, the Quran, the verse of the Quran was passed onto an angel, and the angel passed the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse of the Quran or the verses of the Quran to the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that we have learned that the Quran was revealed using the third type of communication, the indirect communication through the mediation of an angel, let me take you a step further. How does Allah communicate with his angels? As it was an angel, as a Jibreel alayhi salam, who brought the Quran from Allah to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have learned how Allah communicates with his angels. We have learned how the Quran, and in which form we have learned how Allah communicates with his prophets, and we have learned through which communication the complete Quran was revealed. Let us now learn how Allah communicates with his angels. The answer to this lies in the hadith of Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Tabarani, a book of a hadith. And in the words of the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he informed the angels that he's going to put Hazrat Adam alayhi salam onto the earth as his khalif. Now the words used in the Quran to describe this event are وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. Remember when your Lord said, when your Lord spoke and said. From this verse we can clearly derive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with his angels by speaking to them. Words are used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he communicates with his angels. The hadith of Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Tabarani, also suggests the same. Hazrat Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَن يُوحِيَ بِالْأَمْرِ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْوَحْيِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to reveal anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a revelation. When He does this, أَخَذَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ مِنْهُ رَجْفَةً شَدِيدًا خَوْفٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The heavens begin to shake, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ صَائِكُوا وَخَرُّوا لِلَّهِ سُجَّدًا. When those within the heavens, referring to the angels, hear this, the angels, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prostrate and faint. فيكون أول من يرفع رأسه جبرائيل. The first lifted head is the Jibra'il عليه السلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Jibra'il and reveals whatever message he wishes. And then the Jibra'il takes the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word taklim, which means to speak, has been mentioned twice. إذا أراد الله أن يوحي بالأمر تكلم بالوحي. When Allah wishes to reveal anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the revelation. From this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clearly evident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His angels by speaking to them in such a manner that is befitting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in such a manner that the angels understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. It is because of ahadith and verses of the Quran like this that the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are of the opinion that the Quran was revealed exactly in the same way. As the Jibreel alayhi salam heard the Quran from Allah, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam passed the verses on to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By now we should have learned, Jibreel heard the words of the Quran from Allah, whatever he heard, he passed on to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Jibreel come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which form did Jibreel come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sometimes the Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in human form. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anh, which can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in there there is a narration that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحْيَانًا يَتَمَثَّلُ لِي الْمَلَكُ رَجُلًا فَيُكَلِّمُنِي فَاعِي مَا يَقُولُ. That sometimes he comes to me, referring to the Jibreel alayhi salam, in human form. He comes to me and he speaks to me. After he has spoken to me, I have memorized and remembered what the Jibreel alayhi salam has said. So sometimes the Jibreel alayhi salam would come with the verses of the Quran in human form. And many a time when he came in human form, he would take the form of Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the most handsome from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een. And it is the nature of angels that they assume and take good forms. So sometimes the Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in human form. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the same time has seen Jibreel in his actual form. In angel form, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seen Jibreel alayhi salam. However, this has only happened twice according to some ulama, and some ulama say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his actual form 3 times. Once in the night of Mi'raj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the 7 heavens and above, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam in his actual form. Once, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired to see Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam in his actual form, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in his actual form. The third, according to some ulama, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Jibreel in his actual form in a place called Ajyad in Mecca at the beginning of Nabuwa. The first two visits have been proven by authentic hadiths, whilst the third, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in Ajyad in Mecca, is not proven by an authentic hadith. These are the two different forms that Hazrat Jibra'il came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third is that Hazrat Jibra'il wouldn't take any form. He would come invisibly and cast into the Prophet's heart the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the three different forms Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my brothers and sisters, there are three ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with His Prophet. Al-Wahyul Kalbi, direct revelation unto the heart, min wara'i hijab, speak to the Prophet from behind a curtain, or yursila rasula, through the mediation of an angel. The Qur'an, every word of the Qur'an was revealed using the third type of communication. Allah passed the message unto Jibra'il alayhi salam, and Jibra'il alayhi salam passed the message unto the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This answers the first part of our session today, how the Qur'an was revealed from the heavens to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us now move on to the second part of the lesson. Covering the first and second revelation, the Qur'an at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received prophethood at the age of 40. The first type of revelations were in the form of true dreams. Whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw in his dreams would become reality. And this type of revelation began in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month in which our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in, 6 months before the first verses of the Qur'an were revealed. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالحة في النوم فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the first type of revelations were in the form of true dreams. Every dream the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw would come true, like the brightness of the day. There is no doubt in the brightness of the day and the darkness of the night. Likewise, there was no doubt in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dreams. Whatever he saw in his dreams, that would become reality. She says, ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ. Thereafter, the love of seclusion was bestowed on our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ يَخْلُ بِغَارِ حِرَىٰ فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ. Thus, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the cave of Hira and seclude himself in the cave of Hira. Those that have been to Saudiya, the cave of Hira is around 3 miles from Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make i'tikaf, used to seclude himself in this cave. Why this cave? Some ulama say it is because his grandfather Abdul Muttalib used to seclude himself in this cave. While other ulama say, as well as worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this cave was able to see the Kaaba. Thus, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this particular cave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worship inside this cave. Question may arise, which deen did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam follow before prophethood? Some ulama say that he followed the deen of the prophets before him, the deen of Ibrahim. Some say the deen of Musa. Some say the deen of Isa. Whilst others say, whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught in his dreams, that is the type of worship he would perform inside the cave of Hira. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take food for the stay. He would stay inside the cave and he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the food finished, or he desired to see his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return home and visit his wife. He would stay with his wife as Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha for a few days, and yet again he would prepare for the journey. He would take food and go seclude himself in the cave of Hira. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, حَتَّى جَاءَهُ الْحَقُّ وَهُوَ فِي غَارِ حِرَى. Till one day, the truth descended upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angel came and said, اقرأ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ. That I do not know how to read. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates, فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهُدْ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. The angel caught me forcefully, pressed me so hard that I could not bear it. Thereafter it released me. And the angel said, اقرأ. Read, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِي. That I do not know how to read. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for a second time, أَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي أَرْجُهُ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. That the angel caught me forcefully and pressed me so hard that I could not bear it. And for a second time, the angel said to me after releasing me, اقرأ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yet again for the second time replied, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِي. That I do not know how to read. The third time the angel caught hold of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pressed our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he released our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, اقرأ وربك اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Lord who has created all. خلق الإنسان من علق, created man from a cloth. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord is most generous. فرجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجف فؤاده فدخل على خديجة بنت خويلد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned with the divine inspiration to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. His heart was beating hard and he said to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, zammiluni, zammiluni, oh Khadija, cover me, oh Khadija, cover me. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha covered the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related the incident of the cave of Hira, of Ghari Hira, to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, lakad khashitu ala nafsi, oh Khadija, I fear that something is going to happen to me. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha consoled our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Kalla, wallahi ma yukhzika Allahu abada, innaka latasilu rahim, wa tahmilu al-kal, wa taksimu al-ma'doom, wa taqri'u al-dayf, wa tu'inu ala nawa'ib al-haq. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will never disgrace you. Nothing will ever happen to you. As you are a very good man, you keep good relations with your kith and kin. You look after the poor and weak. You assist those in need and you serve your guests well. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha consoled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took him to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal. وَكَانَ إِمْرَأَ تَنَصَّرَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Waraqa was a Christian who used to write the gospel in Hebrew. She took out Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Waraqa and said to Waraqa, يَبْنَ عَمِّ إِسْمَ مِنْ إِبْنِ أَخِيهِ. Oh my cousin, listen to what your nephew has to say. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related the incident to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, to Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا الناموس الذي نزل الله على موسى. This is the one that keeps secrets, referring to Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam. This is the very same one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. يا ليتني أكون فيها جزعة يا ليتني أكون حيا. Only if I was young and only if I remain alive is يخرجك قومك, when your people will drive you out. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, أَوَ مُخْرِجِيَّهُمْ. Will my people drive me out? Waraqa replied in the affirmative, لَمْ يَأْتِ رَجُلٌ قَدْتُ بِمِثْرِ مَا جِئْتَ بِهِ إِلَّا عُودِيَا. any person, whoever came with any, whoever brought anything similar to what you have brought, was treated with hostility. وَإِنْ يُدْرِكْنِي يَوْمُكْ أَنْصُرَكَ نَصْرٌ مُعَزَّرًا. And if I remain alive till the day when your people will drive you out, then I will strongly support you. However, after a few days, Waraqa ibn Nawfal died, and the divine inspirations came to a pause. This was the first revelation of the Qur'an, the first verses of the Qur'an revealed. The ulama say that after the first revelation of the Qur'an, the divine inspirations stopped for a short while. The ulama have written that for 3 years, not a single verse of the Qur'an was revealed. After 3 years, the next set of verses were revealed. Regarding the second revelation, the hadith can also be found in Sahih al-Bukhari, narrated by Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَ أَنَا أَمْشِي إِذْ سَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَرَفَعْتُ بَصَرِي فَإِذَنْ الْمَلَكْ أَلَّذِي جَاءَنِي بِحِرَىٰ جَالِسٌ عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيٍ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst I was walking, all of a sudden I heard a voice from the sky. I looked up towards the sky and saw the very same angel that had come to me in Hira, in the cave of Hira, sitting on a chair between the heaven and the earth. On seeing the angel, I became frightened and returned to my wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said to her, Zammiluni, O Khadija, cover me. And the verse is, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِرْ كُمْ فَأَنْزِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِرْ وَالرُّزَّ فَأْجِرْ وَرَبِيلْ. Or the one covered in blankets, stand and warn the people. This was the second revelation, and this is how the complete Quran was revealed. Sometimes 10 verses were revealed. Sometimes 5 verses were revealed. Sometimes 2. Sometimes a verse was revealed. Sometimes only a part of a verse was revealed. And sometimes a whole surah was revealed. The complete Quran was revealed in around a period of 23 years. Before we move further, let me divert your attention to a question which arises here. We have just learned that the Quran was revealed around a period of 23 years. History testifies to this. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly indicate that the Quran was revealed over a period of time. Many verses of the Quran itself clearly indicate that the Quran was not revealed in one day or overnight, but the Quran was revealed over a period of time, and we have seen that the period of time was around 23 years. Let me give you a few examples of the verses that clearly suggest this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقَرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. It is the Quran which we have divided into parts and revealed unto you so you can recite it unto the people at intervals. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And we reveal the Quran in stages. This verse of the Quran clearly indicates that the Quran was revealed in stages, not at one go, but over a period of time. Another verse. The Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. And the kuffar said, why is this Quran not revealed at one go? Why is it coming in stages? Why is it revealed over a period of time? These verses of the Quran clearly indicate that the Quran was revealed over a period of time and not at one go. However, on the other hand, we have verses in the Quran which clearly indicate that the Quran was not revealed over a period of time, but the Quran was revealed all at one go in the month of Ramadan and in the night of Qadr. Let me give you a few examples. In Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Verily we reveal the complete Quran in the night of Qadr, in the night of power. This verse clearly suggests that the Quran was revealed all at one go and in the night of power. Another verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Dukhan, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. Verily we reveal the complete Quran in a blessed night. This verse clearly suggests that the Quran was revealed in one night. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. This verse clearly suggests that the Quran was revealed not over a period of time, but all at one go. My brothers and sisters, it seems that these verses are contradictory. Why? Because on one hand, we have verses that clearly suggest that the Quran was revealed over a period of time. And on the other hand, we have verses of the Quran which clearly indicate that the Quran was not revealed over a period of time, but the Quran was revealed all at one go in the night of Qadr and in the month of Ramadan. However, Alhamdulillah, there is no contradiction in deen, there is no contradiction in Islam, no contradiction in the Quran, and there is no contradiction here. Why? Because the Quran was revealed twice. The Quran was revealed twice. Once it was revealed from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to the first heaven, to Baytul Izzah or Baytul Ma'mur. On this earth, we have a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The house is called Al-Kaaba, Baytullah. And it is in Saudiya. Likewise, we have a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the first heaven, directly above the Kaaba. And this house on the first heaven is called Baytul Izzah or Al-Baytul Ma'mur. The angels make tawaf around this house, like we make tawaf around the Kaaba. So the Quran was revealed twice. Once from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to this house, the Baytul Izzah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, أنزل القرآن في ليلة واحدة إلى السماء الدنيا ليلة القدر. That the complete Quran was revealed to the first heaven in the night of power in one go. So all the verses of the Quran which clearly indicate that the Quran was revealed not over a period of time, but at one go in the night of Qadr and in the month of Ramadan are referring to this revelation of the Quran from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, from the preserved tablet to the first heaven. Thereafter, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ثُمَّ أُنزِلَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ بِعِشْرِينَ سَنَةً. Thereafter, the Quran was revealed over a period of around 20 years. Those verses that are referring to that the Quran was revealed over a period of time, over around 23 years, are referring to the revelation of the Quran to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers and sisters, there is no contradiction in the Quran, no contradiction in Islam, and no contradiction here. At the same time, you must remember that the Quran was the only book that was revealed at one go. As for the other books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Palms of David, the Bible, the Torah, all these books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were revealed at one go. They were not revealed over a period of time. And this can be derived from the verse of the Quran, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. One of the objections the Kuffar had on the Quran was, is that they said, why is this Quran revealed over a period of time? Why is it not revealed at one go? From here we can derive that the books before the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, the Palms of David, they were not revealed over a period of time, but these books were revealed at one go. Why? How? Because if these books had been revealed over a period of time, if the Bible, the Palms of David, and the Torah, if these books had been revealed over a period of time, then the kuffar would not have objected on the Quran being revealed over a period of time. But because these books were not revealed over a period of time, the kuffar, the non-believers, objected on the Quran. If this book is the book of Allah like the previous books, then why is this Quran revealed over a period of time? Why is it not revealed all at one go like the books before were revealed all at one go? So the Quran is the only book out of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed over a period of time. Why it was revealed over a period of time and not all at one go? The ulama have given many different opinions to why the Quran was revealed over a period of time. Let me share one or two with you quickly. One of the reasons why the Quran was revealed over a period of time and not all at one go is at-tadarruj fi at-tashri', meaning that the Quran is a book of commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, perform your prayers, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give zakah, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا قُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعِلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Believers, Siyam is compulsory upon you. Fasting is compulsory upon you. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Those that can afford to from this, refrain from that. This is haram for you. This is haram for you. Now, if the complete Quran was revealed at one go, it would have been virtually impossible for the believers at the time, especially looking at their condition and state before Islam, especially looking at that before Islam, these people were in the depth of darkness. It would have been virtually impossible for the believers at the time to act upon all these verses of the Quran, to act upon all these commands. Thus they would have been sinful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, sent the Quran in stages, a couple of verses at a time, so that the believers at the time could act upon the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the reasons given to why the Quran was revealed over a period of time, at-tadarruj fi at-tashri'. Another reason to why the Quran was revealed over a period of time, another reason that is given is تَيْسِيرُ حِفْزِهِ وَفَحْمِهِ, so that the Quran can be easily memorized and understood. The Quran itself says هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, that it is He who sent a messenger from amongst them to the illiterate. It is He who sent to the illiterate a messenger from amongst them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to such a nation who couldn't read and write. The majority were uneducated. They did not know how to read and write and relied on their memory. Now if the complete Quran was revealed all up in gold, it would have been very, very difficult for the people at the time to memorize the complete Quran at one go. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, sent the Quran in stages so the people at the time could memorize the Quran and understand the Quran and thereafter act upon the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying with the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us very briefly look how the Quran was preserved. Initially, when the Quran was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the revelation was complete, would begin to move his lips and would begin to recite the Quran so that he does not forget it, in order to memorize the verses that have been revealed. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ, do not move your lips concerning the Quran, do not make haste concerning the Quran. Why? إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنًا, as it is our responsibility, it is for us to collect this Quran and put this Quran inside your heart, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you do not forget the Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَعْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنًا, when we have recited the Quran through Jibreel alayhi salam, listen to the recital. When he has finished reciting the Quran, then follow the recital. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, verily we have revealed the Quran, and verily We will preserve the Quran. We will take care of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from day one informed our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is his responsibility to gather the Quran and put it inside the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he does not forget it. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from day one took on the responsibility of preserving the Quran, looking after the Quran. Three methods were actually used to preserve the Quran. The first, al-hifz, memorizing the Quran. The second, al-ta'amul, bringing the Quran into daily life, acting upon the Quran. And the third, al-kitaba. The Quran was written at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the three different methods used to preserve the Quran. Now I'm not going to shed any light on these three methods, as these methods itself will take at least an hour and a half. What I would like to mention is that the complete Quran was written at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and checked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself. Whenever verses of the Quran were revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call the Sahaba that could read and write, and he would dictate the verses of the Quran to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Once they had finished writing these verses, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to them, recite the verses unto me. They would recite the verses unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to them and check them. Narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, كُنْتُ أَكْتُبُ الْوَحْيَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ That I used to write the divine inspirations for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the Quran was revealed, whenever verses of the Quran were revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find it very hot and would sweat. Sweat would literally drop from his forehead. When he had received the Quran, فَكُنْتُ أَدْخُلُ عَلَيْهِ بِقِطْءَةِ الْكَتِفِ Then I will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with balls. It should be remembered that the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the complete Quran was not written on paper. The Quran was written on different materials. Part of the Quran was written on bones. Part of the Quran was written on leaves of trees, leaves of palm trees, leaves of different trees. Part of the Quran was written on slabs. Part of the Quran was written on thin white stones. Part of the Quran was written on leather. And some of the Quran was written on paper. This is how the Quran was written on these type of materials. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with bones, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would dictate the verses unto me. I would write the verses of the Quran. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished dictating the verses, he would say to me, Iqra, recite the verses unto me. I would recite the verses unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ سِكْتٌ أَقَامَهُ If anything needed amending, or if anything needed to be rectified, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself would rectify it. He himself would tell us, place this verse in this surah, place this verse in this surah, and so forth. This is how the Quran was at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died in such a state that the complete Quran had been written at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, checked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the complete Quran was not written on paper, it was written on different materials. At the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died in such a state that there were hundreds and thousands of huffaz of the Quran that had memorized the Quran up by heart. At the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, that the complete Quran was written on different material. This was the state of the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us now move on to the third part of the talk. The Quran at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalif, many weak believers left Islam. They became Murtad. While many Bedouins denied that zakat was fard, denied to pay zakat. At the same time, at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, the battle of Yamama took place. The battle with Musaylimah al-Kazzab, who claimed prophethood, who claimed to be a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this battle with Musaylimah al-Kazzab, many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, who had memorized the Quran, were martyred, were killed inside this battle. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fearing that if the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een keep on dying in numbers like this on other battlefields, then the tawatir of the Quran may be lost. Then a great part, the tawatir of the Quran may be lost. He decided that the Quran should be compiled. As Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. كَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيَّ أَبُو بَكْرٍ مَقْتَلَ أَحْلِ الْيَمَامَ. That at the battle of Yamama, after the battle of Yamama, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent for me. I came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and found that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also present, sitting beside Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, إِنَّ أُمَرْ أَتَانِي وَقَالْ إِنَّ الْقَتْلَ كَدِ اسْتَحَرَّ يَوْمَ الْيَمَامَةِ بِقُرَّاءِ الْقُرْآنِ. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has just come to me and informed me that many Sahaba who had memorized the Quran were martyred in the battle of Yamama. Thus, if the Sahaba are martyred like this in numbers like this on other battlefields, فَيَذْهَبُ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, I fear that the tawatir of the Quran may be lost. وَإِنِّي أَرَىٰ أَن تَأْمُرَ بِجَمِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is why I, Umar, suggest to you, O Abu Bakr, that you order for the Quran to be compiled. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I said to Umar, كَيْفَ تَفْعَلْ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يَفْعَلُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. O Umar, how can you do such a thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do? He replied, هَذَا وَاللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. Wallahi, there is good in this idea. It is a good project. It is a good idea. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ عُمَرْ يُرَاجِعُنِي حَتَّى شَرَى اللَّهُ صَدْرِ لِذَلِكَ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept on urging Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept his proposal. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened my heart and guided me, and I realized the good in the project. I realized the good in the idea of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter says, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned to me and addressed me and said, كَإِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ شَابٌ أَقِلٌ لَنَتَّحِمُكَ وَقَدْ كُنْتَ تَكْتُبُ الْوَحْيَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَتَتَّبِئِ الْقُرْآنَ فَاجْمَعُهُ. O Zayd, that you are a young and wise man, and you used to write the divine inspirations for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Search for the fragmentary scripts of the Quran and compile the Quran. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I said to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كيف تفعلون شيئا لم يفعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How can you do such a thing that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't do? He says that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, هذا والله خير. Wallahi, there is good in this idea. It is a good project. He says, فلم يزل أبو بكر يراجعني حتى شرح الله صدري. Then Abu Bakr kept on urging me to accept his proposal. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened my heart for this, and I realized the good in the idea, and I agreed to compile the Quran. This is why the Quran was compiled at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, that seeing that many Sahaba died in the battle of Yamama, who had memorized the Quran, fearing that if Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an ajma'in keep on dying on other battlefields, then the tawatir of the Quran may be lost. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an ordered Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an to compile the Quran. Now Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu agreed to compile the Quran. He was very careful and cautious in compiling the Quran. If he wanted, because he was a hafiz of the Quran himself, he had memorized the Quran, he could have written the Quran from his memory. Hundreds and thousands of Sahaba were still alive who had memorized the Quran. If he wanted, he could have written the Quran using the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Many people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many Sahaba, had written the complete Quran, while many others had written parts of the Quran. If he wanted, he could have taken a complete copy written by some Sahabi and used this copy to make another copy of the Quran. But because this was no ordinary task, but a task of utmost importance, which required one to be very, very careful and cautious, as Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't just rely on one means to compile the Quran. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Umar announced within the people, كَمَنْ كَانَ تَلَقَّى مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ كَانَ تَلَقَّى مِنْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلْيَأْتِ بِهِ. That whoever has taken any part of the Quran directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should bring the verses of the Quran. He announced within the people. Now when the people came with the verses of the Quran, because Hadith Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a hafiz, he had memorized the Quran. First of all, Hadith Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu would check and compare these verses of the Quran with the Quran that he had memorized. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also with Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Secondly, because Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a hafiz of the Quran, he had also memorized the Quran, Hazrat Umar would do the same. He would check these verses with the Quran that he had memorized. These are the two steps that they took. The third step that they took was that whoever brought any verse of the Quran, they would ask them to bring two witnesses to testify that this verse, this part of the Quran, was written in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was checked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fourthly, these verses of the Quran that were brought, they would compare these verses of the Quran with the manuscripts, with the copies of the Quran, with the complete copies of the Quran written by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If all these conditions were fulfilled, then Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu would write down the words of the Quran. And this is how every single verse was compiled at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was the first time in history that the complete Quran was written on paper. However, every surah of the Quran was on a different sahifa, on a different part. This Quran remained with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. When he passed away, this Quran was given to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. When he passed away, this Quran was given to his daughter, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And after Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, this Quran was passed on to Marwan ibn al-Hakam, who had it burned later. This was the Quran and the stage the Quran went through at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha. Very quickly, the Quran at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalif, the Quran went through another stage. In order to understand the stage the Quran went through at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you will have to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنزل القرآن على سبعة أحرف فاقرأوا ما تيسر منه. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mutawatir. Now, this hadith translates that the Quran was revealed according to seven ahruf. Recite whichever is easy for you. The word ahruf is the plural of harf. The word harf means letter. Alif is a harf. Ba is a harf, Jim is a harf, Ya is a harf, and so forth. Now if we take the literal translation of this hadith, then this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will translate that the Quran was revealed according to seven, sleeping, lettering, فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. recite whichever is easy for you. It should be noted that this hadith is not literally translated. And nor is the literal hadith, literal meaning of this hadith taken. This hadith is normally translated, أُنزِلَ الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَحْرُفٍ فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ, that the Qur'an was revealed according to 7 different ways, recite whichever is easy for you. This is normally how this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is translated. Thereafter, this hadith is explained. I'd like to mention that this is one of the most difficult hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to understand, as there are over 35 different opinions regarding this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what it means and what this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to. However, I am going to share two opinions with you so that you can get a rough idea of the different stage the Quran went through at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the opinions is that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to the 7 different qira'at. The 7 different qira'at. The 7 different ways to recite the Quran. Some ulama say that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to these 7 different ways that the Quran was revealed according to these 7 different qira'at. Recite the Quran in whichever qira'at that is easy for you. That is one opinion. The second opinion is, some ulama say that this hadith is referring to that the Quran was revealed according to 7 dialects. The British speak English. The Americans speak English. Yet, there are different dialects. Words that are used and understood in America, some words that are used and understood in America are not used and understood in England. Some words that are used and understood in England are not used and understood in America. Even in England itself, we have many different dialects. Some words that are used in the north are not used in the south. Some words that are understood in the south are not understood in the north. Likewise, the Quran was revealed according to 7 different dialects, meaning that the Quran was revealed according to the dialect of the Quraysh. But if there was a word in the dialect of the Quraysh which was not understood or used in other dialects, then other words would be revealed which have exactly the same meaning as this word in the Quraysh dialect. And the people were given a choice that you can read whichever word is easy for you. Let me give you an example. Let us say, for example, the word Aqbil was revealed. Let us say, for example, the word Aqbil was revealed, which means to come. Say this word was not understood in the other dialects. Then words which had exactly the same meaning as this word Aqbil, to come, would be revealed. For example, the word Udnu would be revealed. The word Sa'ad would be revealed. And the people were given a choice that they can recite any one of these words, whatever is easy for them. This is the second meaning of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the stage the Quran went through at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu depends on the meaning of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people knew that the Quran was revealed according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus, there were never any arguments or differences. At the time of Umar, at the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, the people knew that the Quran was revealed according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 7 different ways, whatever the meaning of the hadith may be. Thus, there were never differences or any arguments within the people. However, at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, because of the conquest, hundreds and thousands of non-Arabs entered Islam. Now, the people in these regions did not know that the Quran was revealed according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 7 different ways. These people were taught Quran by both Sahaba that had conquered these areas. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in taught these new Muslims, these new believers, the Quran, the way they had learned the Quran. That is the way they taught these people the Quran. So they in fact actually had only learned one way of the Quran. And they were unaware that the Quran was revealed according to 7 different ways. Now because they were unaware of this fact, when they met together in battles, they would begin to argue amongst themselves. There were differences. One would say that my qira'ah is better than yours. My recitation of the Quran is better than yours. The other would say, no, I recite the Quran better than you. Though both of these ways were the Quran. Both of these ways had come from Allah. Both of these ways had come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in reality, these people were denying a part of the Quran. They were denying something that was mutawatir, something that came from Allah, something that came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to deny something that is the Quran leads to kufr, takes one out from the fold of Islam. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed of these differences. At the same time, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself had sensed this in Madinat al-Munawwara. As one mu'allim, one teacher, would teach the children according to the qira'ah that he had learned the Qur'an. Another teacher would teach the students according to the qira'ah that he had learned the Qur'an. Thus, there would be arguments and differences between students, student and teachers, teachers and teachers. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed of these differences. Narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, أن حزيفة بن اليمان قدم على عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه. That Hazrat Huzayfa رضي radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu at a time when the people of Sham and Iraq were waging war to conquer Armenia and Azerbaijan. فأفتى حزيفة اختلافهم في القراءة. Hazrat Huzayfa was afraid of their differences regarding the recitation of the Quran, the qira'ah of the Quran. So he came to the Amir al-Mu'mineen and said, Ya Uthman, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, أدرك هذه الأمة قبل أن يختلفوا في الكتاب اختلاف اليهود والنصارى. Uthman, save this Ummah, save the people before they begin to differ in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the Jews and Christians did. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a message to Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who had the manuscript of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Quran of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sent a message to Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, أرسلي إلينا بالصحف ننسخها في المصاحف, that send the manuscript of the Quran so that we can make copies of this Quran and send them to the capital of the Muslim world. One opinion is that he ordered the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and majma'een to make copies of the Quran. One opinion is that he had 5 copies made, whilst the other opinion is that he had 7 copies made, and he sent these copies to the capitals of the Muslim world, Mecca, Medina, Basra, Kufa, Sham, Bahrain, and so forth. According to one opinion, this Quran was written in such a way, these Qurans that were written, they were written in such a way that it was possible to read all the 7 different qira'at from the Mus'haf. This is how, according to one opinion, the Qur'an was written at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the stage the Qur'an went through at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That the copies of the manuscripts of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Qur'an were made, and these copies were sent to the Muslim world. However, even at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Quran as we have it today, 30 chapters in the Quran, the signs for ruku, the harakat, the zabar zair page, which help us to pronounce the letters, the ghamma fatha kasra, the dots that we have under the letters, the dot we have under the ba, the dot we have inside the jeem, the 2 dots under the ya. Even at the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to some ulama, the Quran of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't have these things inside it. While some ulama say that this also took place at the time of Hazrat Uthman, or slightly after the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the reason these dots and chapters and things like this were put inside the Quran was so that it is easy for the non-Arabs to recite the Quran. Then finally, when the press was invented, the first Quran was printed in 1113 Hijri in Hamburg, and thereafter the Quran was printed, till the Quran reaches in the form we have it today. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ